You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the latest episode of Locked On Pac-12, where we make sure you stay up to date on everything Conference of Champions. Today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, and I'm joined by Locked On Wildcats host, Michael Luke, to talk women's college basketball today. Michael, how you doing?
Not too bad, Cindy. How are you doing?
I'm great. One of the things I wanted to do as a host of the show is shine the light on women athletes of the Pac-12. So definitely want to talk more women's hoops and just sports as we can throughout this season. And I know you're a big fan of women's hoops, so this is perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Before we hop into that, though, Michael, I did notice that UCLA fans have a little something to be excited about. Johnny Juzang has officially withdrawn from the NBA draft, and he'll be returning to play with the Bruins another season. So what do you think that means for UCLA? Like, they're already a top of the Pac-12. They're already expected to dominate next year. But how much stronger does it make them having Johnny return?
Honestly, I think that this is the best team in the country. I really do, because when you look at it, they have basically everything that you really need right there. They have a group of guys who are all battle tested in Tiger Campbell, in Johnny Juzang, Jaime Jaquez. This is a team that's loaded for bear. And honestly, I think if they were on the other end of the country, if they were on the East Coast, I think this would be a no-brainer number one team in the country. I mean, they are that good, and they've got a bunch of killers at the end of games right there in a good way.
Okay. Well, yeah, so that's a big statement right there. Best in the country. So there's a big chance we can see UCLA in the Final Four again.
Yeah, I think you could easily see them. And what's great about them is when you look at it, and we talked about this a little bit with Mick Cronin, they're built for success. They're built to last. And this is going to be a team that's absolutely loaded. Plus, you're bringing in a top five player as well.
Okay, well, we'll definitely be looking forward to that starting basketball season, but let's get into these women. ESPN put out a way too early top 25 ranking of women's college basketball, and they had three Pac-12 teams on the list. I won't say super shocked, but like, there's some on the list that I'm like, oh, I didn't expect that considering how everyone finished last season. So we'll talk about that as we come along. But the first one on the list was Stanford Cardinals at number three, which I don't think is any surprise at all as the winners of the NCAA tournament. They're coming in as the defending champs. They will need to replace their backcourt of Kiana Williams and Anna Wilson as they have, you know, left and gone on to graduate. But what do you think about them being ranked at number three?
Honestly, Stanford's one of those programs that they've been so good for so long, and it was just weird watching them and then realizing, oh my gosh, they haven't won a title in 29 years. It was just weird. But then when you look at them, they win it this past year. They beat the Wildcats, you know, down the stretch at the last second. And sure, you do lose some players. You lose Kiana Williams and Anna Wilson. But, I mean, you look at it still. You still have Cameron Brink. You still have Fran Belibi. And you've got that postseason run. And you look at it, too. I mean, you got a lot of experience from players like, you know, Lexi Hull, Hannah Jump, and you're bringing in a big-time player in Jana Van Gietenbeek, who, you know, was a big-time recruit. And she would be somebody that I think could probably take the reins right there. This is a team that I think is going to be about as good as anybody out there. And, you know, I mean, you look at it, and ESPN had their preseason rankings. Yes, you got UConn. Duh. That's every year, South Carolina. But Stanford's right there. And if you're in the top three in a women's college basketball preview, that means that you can probably compete for a national championship. And I expect them to.
Yeah, how hard do you feel like it is to repeat that, though? Like, we've obviously seen UConn do it time and time again, but they're just a whole different level of a program. But, like, coming from someone like Stanford or a team like Stanford who hadn't won in 29 years and now, you know, got that win under their belt, do you think it will be, I won't say easy, but, like, something that's in their sights to get back to that Final Four that they can actually accomplish?
Well, here's the thing, is when you go to a place like Stanford, you're expecting to compete for national championships. And I think what makes that a little bit different is that when you go to a place like that, you're just bred differently. You train differently. Not that the other schools don't train just as well, but you train a little bit differently. And you expect, so like when you're expecting the big moment and you're prepared for the big moment. And I think that's what, when you've got a place like Stanford. So yes, I think there will be a little bit of, you know, maybe a little bit of, you know, it's very difficult to repeat, no doubt. But when you're Stanford basketball, you know, to a lesser, kind of like when you're UConn women's basketball, you've already got that bullseye on you. You know what it's like to be the hunted because you have been the hunted for so long.
Yeah, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense. And I'm sure they have eyes on the prize. They know what's at stake and what they have to work for. So it'll definitely be interesting seeing them play next season. Two more teams to discuss that are, I'm sure, have their eyes on the same prize and are coming after Stanford. But first, let me tell you about Rock Auto. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything. And whether it's for your classic or daily driver, you can get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Okay, Michael, so now on to the next team, next Pac-12 team that made the ranking, and that would be Oregon Ducks at number 10. Mm-hmm. The Ducks had a rough one this season, but they still reached the Sweet 16. So as per usual, I feel like in all sports in Oregon, University of Oregon, they have high expectations in Eugene. It never fails, like in all sports. So it's no less for the women. Honestly, I think across the board, as we know in sports, having healthy seasons, that's the key to everything, right?
Yeah, and that's why it always cracks me up when somebody will say, oh, well, so-and-so got hurt, so-and-so this or that or the other happened. You know what? At the end of the day, it's not my fault that somebody got hurt. It's not the winning team's fault that somebody got hurt. Deal with it. And so, yes, I mean, there's always going to be a little bit of that. But, you know, when you look at Oregon women's basketball, this is kind of a school that is basically you've played yourself into being a top 5 or 10 program. Again, like you said, they didn't have the season they you expected, a lot of injuries, but if you can stay healthy, there's a lot of talent here. And you know what? I mean, you retool in ways. And if you watch it, especially under Kelly Graves, they play a fun, aesthetically pleasing group of way of basketball where, you know what? It's almost like, we've got better players and watch this. We're going to exert our influence on you. And I think that's what's so refreshing about watching a team like that, that knows they have better players and they're not going to sit back and just kind of hope that you miss shots. They're built completely differently than that.
I will, and this is the question I'm going to ask you because you're very well versed on Arizona. Why do you think that Arizona's not in this mix in ahead of Oregon Ducks?
I'm very surprised that Arizona is not in this mix because I think with Coach Adia Barnes, I don't think they're going anywhere. Now, in my opinion, Ari McDonald was the best player in the country last year. I know she didn't get the awards, but I think a lot of people saw during that tournament run that she was just something different than anybody else in college basketball. So I don't think that a lot of people realize where Arizona is right now and that, yes, you'd lost Ari McDonald, but you still got a lot of really good pieces. Sam Thomas is the best defensive player in the conference. You got a nice transfer from Oregon. You're bringing back five-star almost Post and Lauren Ware. And you look at some of the other ones, you know, Shayna Belton. You've got a whole bunch of players that I could easily see flirting with all conference honors. That's how good they are. Again, maybe a little bit of a step back. I don't know that I'm necessarily expecting a national championship, but I am looking at a group that right now I think can probably play their way into a Sweet 16. I was very surprised to see them not in the top 25, but I do think this is a group that will make its feelings noted before the season's over.
Right, because I feel like they were somewhat considered underdogs in this last season, mm-hmm. and especially in the tournament. The Ducks, I will say, I wonder if it's more for them, the reputation that they have that is carrying mm-hmm. them, you know, through this ranking versus right. actually what they have.
Yeah, you kind of wonder that. But you know what? You know, to the victor go the spoils. And when you've been as good as Oregon has over the years, I mean, you don't really have any questions that they're going to be able to get their game back where they belong. And I think that's going to be something that you look at it and, you know, until Oregon really falls off and has a really bad season, they're always going to be in that mix.
All right. Well, healthy season, continued growth for some of the players and I'll say development overall. And we'll probably mm-hmm. will see, you know, them return back to prominence in the Pac-12 and maybe give Stanford that run for their money.
Right, for sure.
Still to come, we'll share the last Pac-12 team on the list, but if you haven't tried Built Bars yet, I promise you, you're missing out big time. If you're looking for the best tasting protein bar out there, Built Bar is the one for you. Built Bar comes in 9 delicious flavors, a little something for everybody, from coconut to coconut almond. If you're more into the fruity flavors, they have cherry and raspberry, and then obviously for our chocolate lovers, they have mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. Literally something for everyone. I'm more of a salted caramel type. The best part about Built Bar is that it's healthy. That's right, tasty and healthy. Each bar has about 17 to 18 grams of protein, low in calories, low in sugar, and low in carbs. That's 9 amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Okay, Michael. So the third team that made it from the Pac-12 onto the top 25 list, I was just telling you, shocked me completely because I just haven't heard much of them. I feel like shaking up the Pac-12, in my opinion. So it was kind of shocked to see them on a national top 25 ranking. But that would be the Oregon State Beavers at number 15. And funny enough, the way the opening sentence of the description in ESPN's article started, it said, this ranking would have been higher had freshman guard Sasha Goforth not elected to transfer to Arkansas. So they have some really high expectations for Oregon State.
They really do. And yeah, I looked at it at first. I'm like, wait a second. Am I looking at the right? Am I looking at the men's or the women's team right here? With that unexpected run right there. But you look at it and, you know, this is a team that anytime you return good players, you're always going to be in that mix. And I think that's something that makes this group right here very, very intriguing because, again, when you return 5 of your top 8 players, as far from a scoring perspective, that's always going to lead you into something that could be good. Again, I guess I didn't realize that there were these kind of expectations on the Oregon State Beavers, but I mean, you know, you just go up and down and you look at this roster right here. Sure, you lost Aaliyah Goodman to the NBA or to the WNBA, but you still got a good talent. I mean, you got a top 50 recruit come in and Talia Van Olfen and, you know, I mean, she was already a contributor last year. And then you've got, you know, Kennedy Brown at 6'6" and Taylor Jones at 6'4". And I mean, you've got one of the taller teams in the country. And these women can play as well. They're not just tall.
Yeah, that definitely stood out to me. I'm like, maybe that's some of what, you know, that the ESPN scouts are seeing and just taking into consideration that Oregon State's coming a different type of level as far as the competitors that they have on their team. Now, mm-hmm. I mentioned how shocked I was, and I'll say the same way I said about Arizona, I'm shocked that I didn't see UCLA on this list. UCLA's women's basketball team has always been a prominent team, especially in the Pac-12, let alone in the country. You know, we always see them make the tournament. It's a common thing for them. So why do you think they might have missed out on this ranking?
You know what it is? I think when you lose a lot of players, and I think it's a little bit similar to Arizona, and yes, UCLA is a very good women's basketball program, but it's not Stanford, and it's not quite Oregon at this point. I think it's easier for people to really just kind of write them off. But I'm with you there, Cindy. I look at UCLA, and I think that this is a top 25 team. And if you go on to UCLA message boards, they also believe that this is a top 25 team. I expect big things out of UCLA. I think that they're a top 16 or a sweet 16 potential.
Yeah, and just to show that this is a reminder that this ranking was a way too early top 25 ranking. So it's not something that's set in stone. By the time preseason comes around, it could be a totally different, you know, ranking system. And if it does change at all, we will for sure be updating you as the fans to make sure you guys are up to date on everything going on. But women's basketball, I'm excited. I feel like the Pac-12 has a good amount of teams where it's going to be super competitive this season.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think the Pac-12 is the best women's college basketball conference in the nation. And I think last year was a very good indication of that there, Cindy.
Yeah, having two Pac-12 teams fight for the championship, like, how often does that happen?
Right, for sure. Yeah, and that's what we're looking at right there. I think that's what you're looking at. And I think this is a very talented group of players returning. I'm all in on this.
I'm all in too. So make sure you stay locked on to Pac-12, just so that you stay up to date on everything coming, women's basketball, men's basketball, college football. We're bringing you it all. We're going to cover some Olympic stuff as well. So make sure you stay tuned. Also, check out Locked On Today podcast. You can get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. So follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. You can also follow Locked On Pac-12 and Locked On Wildcats on the Odyssey app. And then follow along on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12, at Locked On Wildcats, and then _Cindy Robinson and @IronMikeLuke. Other than that, make sure you stay locked on Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.